Yeah, well, as Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, I sought an immediate meeting with Jane Howard, who's the Ulster Bank CEO, and also, of course, as a border deputy too. Ulster Bank is particularly important in border regions. So the Ulster Bank, being the third largest bank nationally, they have 20% of the SME commercial loan market and 15% of our overall mortgage market. So it's a really hard blow to the economy and to the banking sector in particular to see the decision made by NatWest that Ulster Bank would withdraw from the Republic of Ireland. And it's also concerning one as well for the farming community, because there's a long tradition of lending by Ulster Bank to the farming community. So I sought an immediate meeting with Jane Howard to discuss these issues and also discuss the importance of ensuring that the engagement between the bank and customers across the board is one that continues to serve them well in the time ahead, and also that in terms of how the bank progresses in terms of its branch network and staff network as well, that there is an effort by the bank to ensure that the customer is central in terms of how they progress and in terms of how they make decisions in terms of the future of the bank's business. So I had a very productive meeting, and I've agreed to keep engaged with Ulster Bank in the time ahead in order to represent the interests of both border communities and, of course, the farming sector, which is a particularly important part of the Ulster Bank customer portfolio.
And was Ms. Howard able to give you any firm commitments in terms of branch closures? Like, we do know earlier in the week there were calls in the bank to postpone branch closures until 2023.
Well, she certainly took on board the points that I was making and understood the importance of those issues. And I think they're also very much aware, obviously, given their interaction and the 160-year history of engaging with their customers, of the importance of that branch network. And of having the interests of their customers very much central to decisions that are made in the time ahead. So I certainly will continue to keep engaged with them over the next period of time. It's really disappointing for everyone to see Ulster Bank's decision to withdraw. Obviously, that's a decision, a private commercial decision that they've made. But it is really important now that actually the interests of customers are paramount in relation to how that business is unwound and how Ulster Bank withdraw from the country. And certainly as Minister for Agriculture, I will continue to represent the importance of those issues to the bank in the time ahead.